5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, I feel like I'm in a Harry Potter movie up here, and the Dark Lord is moving in. My gosh, did it just get dark outside here? Noticed it was getting, it's like, who's turning the lights off on me in the studio? Got darker and darker, and I was looking for a pillow. No, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go with Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about it tonight. We are off and running. What are your Premier League thoughts? Finally, the curtain was raised. You Arsenal, Manchester United fans, whoever you support. Let's get your thoughts on the weekend. That was the first in the Premier League. Arsenal fans, you must feel as though you were spurned by a lover, though. That's one thing we might have to consider here. Manchester City yesterday. They crush easily West Brom. Yaya Toure picking up a pair of goals, one from Vincent Kompany. So those two big boys who last year didn't produce against West Brom. It's always dangerous. We're always looking at these games in a lot of judgment. Game one at the opening of the Premier League. But I guess the birthday cake thing was figured out with Yaya. David Silva, the orchestrator, one of the best in the business. Manchester United Spurs was a bore. In fact, Spurs played the better football, but United would win on a Kyle Walker own goal. The work, the rebuild, the cohesion still being sought by the Red Devils and Louis van Gaal. Spurs so dependent on Christian Eriksen and Harry Kane, who provided the one moment of the match when Harry Kane checked back into the hole, kind of scooped the ball over the top, an eclectic creative pass to Eriksen, who was denied by Sergio Romero. Kieran Trippier did not start after playing well against AC Milan in the Audi Cup. Eric Dier was used in midfield. There's a lot of interesting things going on for Spurs and Mauricio Pochettino. They do have a very talented 19-year-old, Dele Alli, who's one to keep an eye on. But can they match last season? I mean, is it really, yeah, you got to put your ambition. We're going to be in the top four. Can they? I think it's a stretch. So much going on here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight here. I want to talk Premier League. Let's get after it to start it here tonight. The Houston Dynamo, 2-1 winners over San Jose before embarking on a three-game road trip. We can talk them as well. And we can talk six-packs and selfies. How about Roy Keane? Always good for a soundbite. Says Arsenal, this is a quote, Arsenal are interested in six-packs and selfies. And six-packs, he's talking about those abs. He's not talking about a six-pack from a package store. So what do you think, Roy Keane, calling out Arsenal? Arsenal once again disappoints. So Arsenal fans, I want to hear from you. It's something you might expect in an opening game for the Gunners. Arsenal are too interested in six-packs and selfies. Roy Keane's calling Arsenal out as soft. Said they were talented. Says they're soft. He also said that Manchester United lacks spine and they were a throwback to the 80s. And I think what he meant by that was that just you buy players and hope that they mix and gel and something goes well organically. I don't know what you think about that, Manchester United fans. 713-780-3776. But all 70,000 of you applauded when you won 1-0 in the Boardsville game against Spurs on an own goal. Unless those are all tourists now heading to Old Trafford. I was amazed that everybody, I mean, is that seriously? Applauded that game? Now, on behalf of the players and in support of the players, the reality is teams are flying all over the world. But as one of our guests tonight who will be on Tom Clare aptly pointed out to me, the author, he will be on this show. We're going to do a roundtable later on. He pointed out, well, they had 10 days back in Manchester. Yeah, but it still takes a lot out of you. 713-780-3776. And United probably a player or two still away from it in the mind of Louis van Gaal. Chelsea has the players. And Chelsea was lucky to survive Swansea, who always seems to produce a solid performance against the Blues. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. That's also where you catch the podcast, also on iTunes. As always, we thank 7UP, Amigo Energy, Danish Inspirations, Liberty Kitchen, the Daspit Law Firm, Bar Munich, and the Gorgeous Gale for their support of the show, as well as Bud Light. Facebook, Twitter. If you go over to Facebook right now, a bunch of good things posted there. Facebook, Soccer Matters, and Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Now, Liverpool fans, I'm not letting you off the hook either. They give debuts to Milner, Benteke, and more. They reverse the 6-1 defeat to Stoke. They get a 1-0 victory at the Britannia. Former Dynamo Jeff Cameron started for Stoke as a center back in this. Coutinho was the difference, though, with a late long-range screamer after a boring drab affair. So, Liverpool fans, let's talk about it. Now, Jose Mourinho is all over the place in the media, which is his game. And you got to wonder if he's beginning to slowly just take it that little bit too far. He's put a blame on a doctor and physiotherapist against Swansea. He was upset that Dr. Eva Carneiro and physio John Fearn went on the field to threat Eden Hazard, to treat Eden Hazard, reducing Chelsea to 9 men at the time. He says that they didn't understand the game by coming on the field at that point, since it was not a serious problem for Hazard. Here's the quote from Jose Mourinho, and he's basically outed this doctor. I don't know if this is contrived. I have no idea. But he decided not to do this behind closed doors. He decided to do this in public, which leads me to, is this shirking the accountability and putting the blame on a doctor for a soccer match from a manager? Here's Jose Mourinho on the doctor now who will not be on the bench anymore.
My medical team left the team with 9 players. I think a bit in the emotion of the game or a bit naive analyzing the game. My doc and my physio, they went to the pitch for Hazard, and Hazard was not injured. Hazard was tired. I can read that because of my experience. They can't.
Is that disappointing that he didn't just get up?
Yeah, disappointing me that my medical staff goes so early to the pitch when they have to wait and to see what is going on, because the team has 1 player less. If it's something that you see clearly, that is a problem, a knee torsion, strong contact, head contact. If it's something that you see clearly that the player needs, then forget the result, forget the 10 men and go. But it was easy to see that was not a problem.
It's not fantastic. It's not fantastic. Neither was the performance against Swansea. It was an open, entertaining game. I mean, there were great moments. Hazard is unbelievable, by the way. Unbelievable. Diego Costa was kind of whining, punching the ground. But we all know how dangerous a striker he can become at any moment. And he is. His health is going to be a real issue, though, for Chelsea. So what do you think about Mourinho outing the doctor? Is this contrived? Is he expecting them to read how injured players are? And should he know? Should they know when or when not to go on the field? If Hazard wasn't that badly injured, why did he stay down? So do you blame the doc? The doc has been outed in the public. 713-780-3776 reminds me of Pep Guardiola at Bayern Munich, who relieved their doctor and blamed something on him as well. What are we blaming doctors for now? I mean, do good leaders do that? Do good coaches, managers do that? He's all over the place in the media. And he's making a boatload of money in sponsorships. He jumped in front of the cameras at the Community Shield on purpose because he wanted to be on camera. So is Jose's act getting old, or is it, you know, do we need Jose for football? I think right now he's a little over the top for me. Although I did love his quotes after they got beat by the New York Red Bulls in a preseason game by a bunch of young kids. It was amazing. Basically, he wanted to say my team sucked, but didn't do that. But the look on his face did. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. I believe, is this Calvin? Yeah, it's Calvin wants to defend Arsenal. What's up, Calvin?
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you for bringing me on the show, man. It's a great thing that you guys are doing here. I'm a Brit living here in Houston, Texas. And, you know, you filled the void for me. You know, I miss waking up, you know, in, obviously in London and the time zone, and catching up with sport there is a lot easier. But here in Houston, because the time zone is a little different, You need shows like Soccer Matters, and you know you guys cover it very well.
Well, Calvin, thank you very much for that. That's the kind of thing we love hearing, and obviously you're a big football fan and a big Arsenal fan, so platform's yours.
Oh, bad doubt. Yeah, mate. I just want to say, you know, you called Arsenal fans out. You said, look, let me know what you think. And honestly, I'm not scared. You know, going 2-0 down to another London rival is not a great thing to see. But I do have, I'm a little frustrated with the way the media sort of jumps on the bigger teams losing, you know. All right, Chelsea drew. It wasn't such a bad game. Arsenal, the problem isn't Petr Cech. The problem is, you know, is the defense. It wasn't cohesive. I wonder if they're a little legged out there, you know. You know, because all these big teams are doing international, you know, tours during, you know, the off season, and you know, obviously in the bid to bring the game closer to fans abroad, and that I commend them for that. But you know, sometimes I think there's a lot of, it's pressure. And, you know, in the Premier League, these guys will go right through Christmas. You know, and you know, we're talking about World Cup.
Well, Calvin, wait a second. You're going to cry me a river because teams are going on tour and players are getting extended. We all know that. I'm just saying this. Let me just make this one point. When you're Arsenal, Manchester United, Manchester City, and Chelsea, you're always going to get criticism. That comes with the territory, okay?
There's no doubt.
And there are some consistencies that have lacked with Arsenal over the last couple of years that have definitely frustrated people. So when you get the big curtain raiser for 2015 and you've just won the Community Shield with Chelsea's former goalkeeper Petr Cech, why wouldn't people be upset? And I agree with you. The Chelsea-Swansea game was a great watch. I don't have a dog in the fight, but that was a great game. Yeah. That was a great up-and-down game. I enjoyed it. The Manchester United game was a bore. I want those 2 hours back in my life. The Liverpool game was a bore. I want those 2 hours back. So I lost four hours this weekend, Calvin.
You know what? I'm just saying, but take it easy, guys. You know what I mean? The season just started. It's a little spicy right now. Because teams that you expect to win have lost or drawn. That makes it more exciting. And, you know, the Premier League, I know it sounds a little biased, but I think it's the best in the world. The competition, it seems to get narrower and narrower every year. And I love that, you know?
Your point,
you know, no team,
Your point is a great one, that we all rush to judgment on game one, but that's what makes the world go round. Everybody does that in every sport. I mean, you're right. It's the first game of the year.
It makes for a great debate, yes. It makes for a great debate, yes.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, you know, let's analyze the game a little better. Like, the problem, Arsenal didn't capitalize on their opportunities. That's what it is. That's why they lost the game. You know, there were some defensive howlers, yes, but they had, you know, I forgot what the stats were. They had so many chances in front of goal, and they didn't capitalize it. That there lies the problem. For you to say Kwame River, I'm calling Arsenal out for not performing, not stepping up. But I'm just saying, hey guys, look, you know, you can't judge Arsenal on the curtain raiser.
Fair point, Calvin. Good. Fair point. It's a fair point. It's one weekend. Let's not get too crazy. And I'm going to just counter that with, though, when Chelsea stumbles, it makes the fact that Arsenal and others don't pick up points an even bigger deal to people, because they go, wow, that's the 2 points that we may need at the end of the year. And although it's early, look, what do we have? We have Chelsea and Manchester City next weekend, right? That's a huge game for week two, when teams are still trying to figure it out. Calvin, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call, and thanks for being a listener. Yeah, please keep calling in on Arsenal. We appreciate your comments.
No doubt I will.
All right, that's Calvin. And you know what? I love hearing that phone call. I like that from Calvin because, you know, there's a hardcore soccer fan going, hey, it's great to hear some soccer talk on the radio. And he brings up a good point. Are we all rushing to too much judgment too quickly? Back to the phone lines again, 713-780-3776. Let's go to Oscar. Oscar, what's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon. Calling from Houston. Just caught the last bit of your comment on Mourinho, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say I became a Chelsea fan a number of years ago, before Mourinho, and have watched them evolve, so to speak, as an elite coach. Elite, I say, because, if you put apples and apples and oranges and oranges, I mean, the guy has won pretty much everything. And Mourinho is just being Mourinho. There's a egocentric area where all people that are really good at doing something visit from time to time. Well, Mourinho is Mourinho. I am a fan of his style of play, that being 4-2-3-1. And I'm talking from a coach standpoint, because I am blessed with the opportunity of coaching young men. I'm not saying he's right by doing what he does, but I guess he visits that egocentric part of his life often enough that all of us, you know, can see and point a finger and say, okay, so that's what Mourinho is really about. He loves to be in the limelight. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That could ultimately be his undoing, though. And I think it's even going a little bit more over the top lately.
I agree with you.
So that's making me wonder a little bit. It's just something to keep an eye on, I think, because at some point, you know, things can sometimes unravel with the monster ego. And when you don't win, and he's got to keep winning. It's okay when he's winning, but when he's not winning and struggled a bit, like at Real Madrid, he left Real Madrid not a very well-liked guy, didn't say thank you, nothing. Just left there and tried to blame it on others, and now he's back at his chosen job. And there's no doubt he's a great manager and he's a winner, but he's a fun guy to watch sometimes, and then other times you're just like, enough already.
I agree with you, and I think that in Chelsea, he pairs up with an owner that is equally as egocentric as he is. He may not see a lot of him on TV, but talk is that those two see eye to eye because of the way they are. As a professional player, I mean, as professional players go, there comes a time when, yeah, we're going to go to war for our coach, but when things start getting out of sync, the team will let the owner know when the manager needs to go.
Oscar, thank you very much for the phone call, and I appreciate the comments on Mourinho.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, we'll keep it going. So Oscar's weighing in on Mourinho, big ego. Let's go to Nick, who's pumped about the return of the Premier League.
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Good, Nick. What's on your mind?
Really? Okay, all I really, for the most part, wanted to say is just how glad I'm happy that it's back. You know, freaking, it seemed like it was, like, right around the corner after Chelsea just completely demolished the whole league last year. And I wake up on Saturday morning, and I'm looking through my Facebook feed, and they're like, yeah, I forgot what team it said, but, you know, I think it was, like, Liverpool scored the first game of the Premier League. And I'm like, wait, what? And, like, I turned on TV, and, yeah, I have soccer, you know what I'm saying? After, like, freaking 4 months, I'm excited, right? And you're right. You know, like, there were some games that were kind of boring, although that goal that Coutinho made from Liverpool I thought was fantastic. You know, it brought me out of my seat. You know, he kicked it from so far, and just, like, the run that he made before he scored, it was fantastic to me. And then that Chelsea game was probably the most exciting game I've seen in a long time, right?
Chelsea 2-2 draw with Swansea was an outstanding game. That was a great watch. I'm glad I sat through that one. I'm not glad I sat through Manchester United, and I'm not glad I sat through the Liverpool game, although at least I did get to see Coutinho's bomb at the end. Listen, I'm up on a hard break, Nick. Thank you very much for your phone call. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate you calling in. We'll continue to take phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's get after it tonight. Dynamo also 2-1 winners over San Jose. You got anything to say about that?
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Yes, August is here, and that means the Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house, only to arrive in the evening and have to sit in a hot home. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with our featured program of the month, Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free at Amigo Energy, and you won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m., and you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. For details and to sign up, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights. Our thanks to Amigo Energy for their great support of this show. All right, again, we'll fire up the phone line, 713-780-3776. So Jose Mourinho has been talking about the doctor and physio who went on the field. Is this the blame game from Jose? Chelsea 2-2 draw with Swansea, truly exciting game. Was one of the better games, if not the best game of the weekend for me. If you've got a game that you thought was better, maybe it was West Ham 2-0 over Arsenal. Huge win for the Hammers. Disappointing start for Arsenal. Everyone was stoked after winning the Community Shield over Chelsea, if you're Arsenal. Kouyaté and Zarate, the goal scorers for Slaven Bilic and West Ham United. 713-780-3776. Michael, can you pull the Slaven Bilic, the new manager, first ever time in the Premier League? Here is what he had to say about his win.
No. I knew that we have that in us. I didn't know that it's not easy to come at Arsenal. You know, they needed, whatever you say, you can do it. They go, yeah, but it's Arsenal. And in the first half, I wasn't happy. My team talk at the halftime was not very positive. It was positive about some aspects of the game. It was positive because of the result, but I wasn't happy with the first half. They were fresher. They were more hungrier, which I can't accept them to be more hungrier. They can have more quality, Arsenal, but they can't. They can be quicker, but they can't be more aware of the second balls. No way. No way. In a second half, I'm very proud of my team. We've done a great job in defense, in offense as a team, penetrating, like, everything.
That is awesome. Because Slaven Bilic is going to be great for the Premier League, and that is a huge win for West Ham, 2-0 over Arsenal. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's on your mind, Mark?
A couple of quick points. When it comes to Mourinho, for those of us that have followed his career when he arrived in England, you can put his ramblings in the media down to two things. The first is that's just his personality. He's quite an arrogant man, but he's been able to back it up by winning trophies wherever he's been. The second point is, I think he's really, really clever. Because when we're talking about Mourinho, we're not talking about his team when they've lost or when they've dropped points. So it's kind of smoke and mirrors. It's camouflage when we're talking about Mourinho and him being outspoken and him fooling around in the media. We're not talking about his team having just lost the Community Shield or having just dropped, you know, points at home to Swansea. So he's kind of a master tactician in that regard. He's taking the attention away from his team that underperformed, and the attention's on him. So I think he's quite savvy. And then the second point is Arsenal losing at home and Chelsea dropping points. That very rarely happens. Two teams are heavy, heavy favourites to win. Both didn't get the win. And that's why the media in the UK and over the world are kind of making it a big deal, because that's just not supposed to happen. So I think the earlier call of saying it's early days. Yeah, it is early days, and both teams will improve, but they weren't supposed to drop points in the manner that they did.
Yeah, listen, there is a contrived manner to a lot of what Mourinho does, and you're right, super ego, loves the cameras. I mean, that whole thing that he did, I thought at the Community Shield, shaking the hands of the Arsenal players, was not about integrity in his heart about, you know, truly shaking the players' hands. It was really about him jumping in front of a TV camera. So, you know, at what point does sport change some of that? I don't know, but you know what? Makes for good talk radio. That's what people want. Donald Trump boosts ratings, gets eyeballs. This is all that anybody cares about, in the money, and that's it. People maybe are tired of Chelsea and Josie, but not if you're a Chelsea fan. But the fact is, Swansea should have won that game. If not for Eden Hazard leading the charge on up and down, should have won that game. I don't think John Terry's going to last. I think he's. It was pretty comical at the halfway line when he brought the guy down and didn't get called for a foul. But he can't move. He's struggling to move now. So, look.
And then my final point, just real quick, is that out of all the title contenders, Manchester City were the ones making the statement, going on the road, tough place to go, and they never got out of second or third gear. So City have certainly set the benchmark, and let's see what happens this weekend. Chelsea City should be a great game.
Should be a great game, and Chelsea's going to have to do it without Courtois. And this is going to be a fascinating game in week two, and it's huge points because you only get two cracks at your rival when it comes to league games. Thank you so much for the phone call. As always, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mark. And I appreciate Mark. How about Manchester, Matt? Matt, tell us about Manchester United, buddy. How are you?
I am fantastic, considering that abysmal performance by my wonderful squad on Saturday morning. It was just not up to the standard of what Manchester United normally does. They were controlling the back four, sometimes the midfield, whatever, and there was absolutely nothing happening on the attacking side. That was really, really a sad performance. Having said that, I'm happy we got the win. And I'm even willing to say that, yes, it was a bad performance, but Tottenham is actually very, very good. I think they're the best team that didn't win this past week, and that includes Arsenal. They were actually the best team, I think, that didn't actually pull off a win or pull off a tie.
As long as Harry Kane and Christian Eriksen stay healthy, they're always going to be a tough team to play against. I think Pochettino's gotten a lot out of them, but can they, you know, their talk is we're going to try to get in the top four for the Champions League. Of course, that's the bar they're going to set. I'm not sure they can match what they did last year, because last year was unbelievable for Spurs.
Yeah, it was really unbelievable for Spurs, but I really think that they actually do have more of a shot now considering that some of the top teams, the Arsenal, Chelsea, are starting off mediocre. I know it's week one. I know we're just starting off the season, but something has to be said for some of the performances that took place, which really worries me about United, especially considering that we have to play qualifiers on Saturday and the game's on Friday, so you're being back-to-back. So I'm just hoping that we're fit enough to be able to maintain a certain high-level standard, much higher than we had last week as far as getting to position to qualify for the to advance in the European Championship League and try to get the Premier League this time. But having said that, nobody was, oh, wow, this is amazing, except for Swansea. They were the only team that really was amazing this past week with how they played the park the bus team that everybody is all over, Chelsea, whatever, whatever. You know how Chelsea is with what he does. You just talked about that. But notice he didn't really give any credit to Swansea and how well they actually played Chelsea. It was really more about what was wrong with them instead of what was right with them.
No, I was too busy talking about the doctor and the physio.
Absolutely. And that's really, really abysmal that he doesn't want to give credit to the Stokes or the Aston Villas or the Swanseas or the Tottenhams when these teams have come really close to beating him, not just last year, but the year before. And they could really be very, very good as far as pushing him this year. So really, the parity that is happening is steadily evolving bit by bit, and you're just seeing it. And my wonderful squad, of course, and I had this debate with a few of them. This is not the Manchester United of the mid-90s, early 2000s, when we were pushing the ball, we were attacking everybody, we could hold on to the ball, we could come from behind. This team is a more subdued team. This team has to be more cerebral. It's not going to basically outrun everybody on the pitch. They're just not that athletic, Memphis to pay notwithstanding. And now that we've gotten the Di Maria debacle behind us, finally, thank goodness, now we have to have Rooney and Young and Depay be up front. I'm still not a big fan of Blind on the back four. I'm still really not a big fan of that.
I still need a center back. I think they still need a center back, Manchester United. Manchester, Matt, thank you for that update. I appreciate you calling in tonight, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Glenn, and the Reds go marching on.
All right, there's Manchester Matt. The curtain raised on the Premier League. We were talking about it tonight. 713-780-3776. Managers blaming trainers. This is the new norm in football. First it was Pep, now it's Jose. It's the blame game. We're talking six-packs and selfies. Roy Keane saying that Arsenal is all about taking selfies and making sure they show their abs off. But they get smacked by West Ham 2-0. The Dynamo got a 2-1 victory over San Jose that puts them right back in the playoff hunt. DeMarcus Beasley, absolutely outstanding down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Boniek Garcia, Shannon Williams, linking up to set up Alex Lima for the winner. So that was a huge one for the Houston Dynamo, and they're on the road at New England this weekend. You can catch that on Root Sports. Huge news here in Houston, Texas. The number one national team in the world, Argentina, is playing at BBVA Compass Stadium. Yes, I said BBVA Compass Stadium. They will take on Bolivia on the 4th of September. Now remember, Mexico is playing Argentina in Dallas a couple days later. Now what is amazing is Argentina and Bolivia at BBVA Compass Stadium, the intimacy of only 22,000 seats. To see stars like Lionel Messi, Angel Di Maria, Sergio Aguero, Javier Mascherano, and others. This is another football soccer milestone in Houston soccer history. And I would only say you will want to get your tickets early on this one. Right now, I do not have any ticket information. I heard a rumor that tickets will be available on Saturday. But if you want to go see Argentina at BBVA Compass Stadium, this is like catching Led Zeppelin or somebody, you know, in a pub as opposed to a stadium. I'm not sure that's the best comparison, but that's a pretty good one. Because 22,000 seats, you see coming out of that tunnel, the stripes of light blue and white. You see one of the great soccer-playing nations in history right here in Houston for the first time ever. But you better get your tickets early on that one. Hesitate and you will be out. But it's going to be a spectacle. That is on the 4th. Pretty exciting. I think that music says we're going to take a break here, Michael. A little bit of super heavy. As we go to break right now, 713-780-3776. As we go to break right now, continue to bring me your thoughts on the Premier League, the Houston Dynamo. Did you go to the Dynamo game this weekend? What did you think of the 2-1 win over San Jose? We will take a Bud Light and a 7-Up break right now.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, it's a great song from The Police. Voices Inside My Head. It'd be nice if Sting decided to start singing here shortly. Sting, say something. Sing.
It's a nice big ramp.
Yes. It's a big amp up here. Great bass line, though. Where is he?
You can do the first.
There he is. No, I would never. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here. August is here, and that means Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house, only to arrive in the evening, and you're sitting in a hot home. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with featured program of the month. It's Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free and you won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m. and you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. And boy, we need that right now. For details to sign up, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights. Again, that's www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and look up Nights Free. All right, welcome back to the show. Again, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number we are talking about. Premier League kicked off this past weekend. Let's not read too much into the opening weekend tea leaves. Because we know that can be very dangerous, but that's what fans and commentators do. It can be a fool's game. There's always stunning results on the opening weekend, sputtering squads and bright moments when the curtain is raised in the Premier League. 713-780-3776. My favorite match of the weekend was the Chelsea-Swansea match. Outstanding. To the phone lines and Jason, who wants to talk about Argentina coming to Houston. Jason.
Glenn, how are you?
I'm very good, Jason. You?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's been a long time since we talked.
Well, I'm glad you've called in tonight. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Listen, so a few months back, I decided to spend $700 on some tickets to go to Arlington, and now I hear that they're deciding to come here to Houston first.
Oh, man. Well, that's okay. That's okay. You're going to see them. Maybe you'll see them here as well. I heard tickets will start at $45 at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Right. No, that's good. I read it on your Facebook post today that they're going to be coming here. So I started scouring the internet and yeah, I haven't found anything on tickets yet, but are we sure that Messi's going to be coming and playing? Last I heard he was kind of up in the air.
Not 100%. Well, no, he's on the tour because he's going to be here. I mean, that's what I was told by the promoters of the event because okay. It is an international date. So Angel Di Maria, Aguero, Mascherano, those guys are going to be here. Yeah, that's big time.
That's going to be fantastic.
That's big time. I mean, what a moment it is for Houston. You know, it all doesn't happen without the limelight. You know, look, we all knew we had a great soccer community here. People from all over the world, great youth community, great adult community. But when content began to come through, when it was blasted with the U.S.-Mexico game at Reliant, that's what took it to another level. But prior to that, guys were promoting games down here all the time, Mexican League teams. All of that work led to the point where we are now, that we're going to have the number one team in the world coming to BBVA Compass Stadium. And that's the other benefit of the Houston Dynamo coming to town and the stadium being built, is that we're getting more international games. And I'll tell you, with our proximity to South America, the future is great here for content coming through here. We get Argentina on September 4th. That's unbelievable.
No. I totally agree. Over the last few years, it's been just changing completely. And, you know, people are finally opening their eyes. And yeah, we finally got out of some college field that was dilapidated and got our own field. And things are looking up. So it's definitely heading in the right direction.
No doubt about it, Jason. Well, maybe you're going to be going to both. Maybe you're going to be going to, but you got those $750 tickets up there. You're probably in the primo seats.
There you go.
Hey, listen, you already got tickets in hand. You got to be feeling good.
No, I do. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm ecstatic. You know, we found out, me and my wife, we're ready to throw on the blue and white and start making our rounds.
Yeah, and listen, don't just because you heard it's going to be here in Houston now, don't let that take away from you and you're going to see him against Mexico too.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
All right, Jason, thank you so much. Great phone call.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, let's keep it going. 713-780-3776. How about Mario Balotelli? What a fall from grace for him. Somebody mentioned something, that there's a large percentage of players now that are using soccer as the vehicle to be a celebrity and not the other way around. Mario Balotelli fits that category. I don't think there's any way back for him. Who's taking a chance on him anymore? God, what a bust he was at Liverpool. But that was sort of predictable. Carlos, what's on your mind, Carlos?
Yes, how you doing, sir?
I'm very good.
I have a question about Manchester United.
Yep.
I wanted to see if before the transfer window closes, if they're going to sign a striker or perhaps a center back, which I think we personally need. We cannot have Danny Blind starting center back for us.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what you think about that.
There are, I think those are the two areas you've identified that they certainly want help. Supposedly United's potentially going to buy a winger, Nicolas Gaitán, who a number of people know, Argentine international, might be here in Houston, Gaitán, on September 4th when Argentina comes to Houston. Louis van Gaal has said that Gaitán would be sort of a replacement for Angel Di Maria. Who have they signed this year? Let me think here now. Okay, Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin, Darmian, and Memphis. They've also talked about Mario Götze and Barcelona forward Pedro. But Risto Stoichkov came out recently and said he's told Pedro not to go to Manchester United. So I don't know. Strange things happen, but you want to see another center back and you want to see a striker. I think you're right on, Carlos. Those are the two areas that
that's
the two areas that they need to firm their team up.
I also heard Otamendi, a defender from Valencia. That was the name.
Yeah, he's been bouncing around. It's unbelievable, though. I can't stand the way the transfer window works, because all these guys that are playing, the Hayes situation should have been done by now. That could be a real problem.
I definitely agree on that.
I mean, I think they are in a position where now they're probably surrounding him with ex-United players, and they're trying to say to him, look, just give us one more good season, buy into this, if their deal's not going to get done. Because he wants to go to Real Madrid, and he's not going to be very happy if the deal doesn't get done. So now you got to politic him to stay, give you one more good season.
Correct. I think we should just personally cut our losses and just send him to Real Madrid and maybe get another goalkeeper, maybe Hugo Lloris from Tottenham.
What about Sergio Romero? You're not sold on him?
It was just one game, to be honest. I mean, he didn't even train with us. I think that was just maybe adrenaline kicking in, I guess. Yeah. I mean, he's a good goalkeeper, but for United, I think we could do better.
Okay. Victor Valdez didn't make it.
Yeah, he did not make it at all.
No. No. It's such an important position because, you know, good goalkeeping wins you games you don't deserve to win.
Oh, yeah.
And every year you got to say, how many points can my goalkeeper get me? Can he get me points on a night where we train well all week long and then we walk out on Saturday and we can't play and we stink and we don't have a good, you know, we just don't live up to it, even though we thought coming into this game it was all in place. But your goalkeeper, you know, earns you points, wins you points.
I agree. De Gea last year carried us to the top four. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have made it.
Oh, yeah. I remember a couple of years ago here locally, just to make an example, Tally Hall. Tally Hall put the dynamo on his back. Unbelievable season.
Yep.
All right, Carlos. Thank you very much for the
phone call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Great show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate that from Carlos. 713-780-3776 is the number. That was an unreal season Tally Hall had. All-star type season. Six packs and selfies. Roy Keane on Arsenal. Mourinho on doctors and physios. How about Kai Kamara? Leading goal scorer in Major League Soccer. With all the big names. It's a great story. Kai Kamara. Dynamo got a good win. Scored a couple of good goals. Love the second goal. Well, actually, I love the first one. DeMarcus Beasley. Do you know what? Victor Bernardes, who he ran around at the penalty area, was on a yellow card. I'm just wondering if he restrained himself from going into the tackle. San Jose had a player sent off in the second half. Tackles were flying. At the end, it was a Dynamo 2-1. They go on the road for three now. We'll talk more Premier League. We'll talk Houston Dynamo. We'll take your phone calls. So much more to go here tonight. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light, remind you, they are the official beer of the Dynamo. They're the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you that they are the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't be on the air without them over all these years. My thanks to Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
ESPN 97.5.